Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Michelle Friedman, who is the Minister of Tourism for the state of Yucatan in Mexico. And the ironic part about all this is I was just in Mexico, and Michelle was in Mexico, and we never met there. So we're doing a Zoom call, New York to Mexico. So go figure in this day of technology. But we're going to talk to Michelle about how the Yucatan is opening up, and we got some very big news. They opened up something very major about a week ago. And we're gonna find out more about that and much more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Michelle, first of all, how are you? And we said you were in Mexico, but where are you?
Oh, I'm in Yucatan. I'm in Mérida, our capital. And I really, really hope on your next trip to Mexico, you can visit us.
Definitely. Well, as I told you just before we started, that the only place I've visited internationally this year is Mexico. So I think you're due. I got to go to Mérida next. So we'll see what happens. I've been in the Cabo, and I've been on the Riviera Maya a bunch of times, and in Cancun. Now, the big news, of course, is, as I mentioned, is that back on September 22nd, you reopened really what is one of Yucatan's most popular attractions. And people may not know this, and I forgot the Chichen Itza, which is the famed historic site, Mayan pyramid, which I made a mistake. I thought it was in Quintana Roo, but no, it's in the Yucatan.
No,
you probably would take great offense if I did that. But so what is the status of the attraction now, and you know, what are the parameters about how people can visit it?
Okay, so starting September, we reopen on a bigger scale our industry. During many months, Yucatan has been really conservative in terms of taking care of the health of the people. So that's why during many months, our offer was shut down, obviously. So we began to reopen about 2 or 3 months ago, but it's September, the month in which I could say probably 80% of our products are available for tourists. As you just mentioned, Chichen Itza is part of Yucatan State. Many people get confused about Quintana Roo and Yucatan because together we confirm the Yucatan Peninsula.
Right.
But the state of Yucatan has many experiences to offer that we really want the tourists to look at our wide variety of experiences. We have Chichen Itza, of course, one of the seven wonders of the world, but we also have many other archaeological sites. We have Mayan villages. We have historical haciendas. Yucatan has thousands of years which create new experiences. We have an amazing gastronomy. We have colonial cities. We also have amazing beaches filled with a lot of nature. For example, this is a great place for the flamingo watching.
Okay.
We have cenotes. So there are many options for the tourist who wants to spend their time right here in Yucatan. And also, we're the safest state in Mexico. One of the safest places in the whole continent. Our city, Mérida, is the second safest city in the continent, right behind Quebec City. But now we're also a referent of biosecurity. We've been preparing our industry in terms of good practices for the tourist who wants to have a great experience, but a safe experience.
No, that makes sense. Now, specifically with Chichen Itza, you've opened it, but I believe there are some limits on the number of people can be there right now. How does this work if I want to go to see Chichen Itza?
As I just mentioned, we want this to be a safe and responsible reopening. So on each product, each hotel, each restaurant, the archaeological sites has very specific restrictions in terms of density of the practices they need to make. I mean, everybody should wear the mask and use the gel and many other stuff. Also, the products that are available, they already have the certification of good practices. Sanitary practices in Yucatan, which also is homologated with the safe travels of the WTTC.
Okay, no, that's great. Now, and you said other cultural and historic sites like I think it's Uxmal, Exambo, Mayapan, Izmal, and Ekbalam. Those are all other great attractions, maybe not as famous as Chichen Itza, but they are now all open as well, right?
Yeah, they're open and they're amazing. I mean, you should definitely go to Chichen Itza. It's the most famous, but there are some other places that are stunning. For example, Uxmal, which is Heritage of the Humanity by UNESCO, it's also breathtaking. Mm-hmm. And Zilchartun is right inside the city of Merida, so it's pretty close. Many passengers from the cruise lines that land in Progreso goes to Zilchartun because it's so close. Mayapan is some sort of a small Chichen Itza. It's a very similar pyramid and not so crowded. So there are many, many places to discover here in Yucatan.
Now, you mentioned, that you have hotels and restaurants are open, but I assume there's a limited occupancy. I know I was down in Cancun and they were saying they didn't allow more than 60%. I'm not sure what it is in Yucatan, but tell
we're
me.
We're operating with the 50% on the hotels. And remember, our hotels are quite different from the Quintana Roo hotels because we have more kind of boutique hotels, haciendas that are historical haciendas turned into beautiful luxury hotels. So the kind of hotels are quite different.
So now have all hotels in the Yucatan reopened now, pretty much?
Pretty much. I mean, there are some hotels and some restaurants that are still waiting for the crisis to evolve.
Right.
The process of recovering. It's been a huge crisis for the whole sector.
Of course.
But most of the hotels are already open.
But you also have new ones, too. I believe there's a new one. It's called Wayam Mundo Imperial Hotel in Merida, right?
That's beautiful.
During the crisis, right? Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, that's a good news because even though this crisis has been so hard for the tourism industry, we've been able to keep opening new products, new tours, new hotels, new restaurants, and that's good because, I mean, I'm not saying it hasn't been hard for the rest of the industry, but it shows the how much the investors trust Yucatan and that things are going well here in Yucatan. The Wayam Hotel is beautiful. People should visit it. But there are so many other new hotels in the beach, in Sisal, in the magical towns, the colonial cities, in the southern area of the state where the Mayan villages and all these nature experiences are waiting for the visitors.
Well, in fact, you mentioned that a lot of the other attractions like the cenotes, you said the haciendas, the tourism routes, even a convention center, are these all now open, right?
Yes, they're open, most of the attractions. There are some attractions that remain closed, but we will be reopening them gradually. We want this to be a safe and responsible and gradual reopening so we can still taking care of the health of the Yucatecans and of the visitors as well.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great idea. Now, you mentioned the sort of health and sanitary protocols that you've put in place. In fact, you have a certificate of good health practices in Yucatan. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's gone.
Well, it's a good question because we've been working right with our industry, with the hotels, the restaurants, the guides, the airport, the bus station, so we can prepare them with the high standards of biosecurity, with the help of the academy, the sanitary authorities from Yucatan, federal and international. So we create this certification and we've been preparing, I mean, the touristic company has been learning and preparing to receive this certification that assures the visitors that they are in good hands. That people from the certificated establishment they're visiting know how to manage the right process for COVID-19. So even though we cannot assure this is a COVID-free place because there's no COVID-free place anywhere, but we can assure that you're dealing with people that has been prepared for this.
Well, when I was in Mexico just a week ago, I felt very safe. And the only challenge is now you're actually getting some tourists. So Cancun, the airport in Cancun, coming back, there were a fair number of people in there coming down. It was not that way. But going back, there were a lot of people. And in one of the resorts I was in, they had hit their 60% occupancy. The other one had not, which was actually great because it's nice to be kind of alone on a resort, right? But now what are the initial tourism numbers looking for the Yucatan from the U.S. market? Are Americans returning? Have you seen any indication?
Yeah, we want Americans to return, of course. We have a good recovery of our connectivity. On one hand, we do have the Cancun's airport 2.5 hours away from our capital, Mérida, and right, only 30 minutes away from our border near Valladolid, the eastern side of the state. But our international airport in Mérida has been recovering very good the connectivity that we used to have with the rest of the country, all the domestic flights with Mexico City, Guadalajara, Monterrey, that also leads us to their own connectivity through hubs. But also we're about to reopen the flight with Miami, which connects us to all the east side and center of America. And we do have a direct flight with Tijuana, which connects us with California through the CBX bridge.
No, that's great. It sounds like there's definitely a lot of different ways to get down there. Now, again, I was supposed to go to a conference in Mérida this year. Of course, all the conferences got canceled, so I'm very sad. So I will make it a point the next time I go to Mexico is to come visit you in Mérida and see all the things that you have to offer. It will be very interesting.
Remember, Mérida is the best small city in the world, according to Condé Nast. That's something people need to know because we're actually a great city, a traditional and yet contemporary city with a lot of experiences to offer.
Well, it sounds wonderful, and it's a place I definitely have to visit. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our we go out to about 100,000 U.S. travel agents, travel advisors. Is there anything else?
I would like to invite everyone to visit our new website, yucatan.travel, because you'll find a lot of information of new products, of new experiences, and also information that's changing week by week regarding the COVID-19 situation.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much for taking the time. I'm sorry we didn't get to meet in person when I was down there. I was only a couple hours away. But here we are in the age of Zoom, in the age of COVID, and hopefully we're all starting to recover. I think I'm hearing a lot of good signs that recovery is on the way. And certainly when I was in Mexico, I felt that people are coming to visit from the U.S. And hopefully they won't only go to the wonderful beaches of Cancun, but they'll go to the wonderful area of Yucatan and Mérida. And we'll get them all down your way.
Thank you, James. It was a pleasure talking to you and your audience. And of course, we'll be waiting for you and everyone here in Yucatan.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.